What's happening with it? What's going on, y'all? See everybody out here getting ready to get to work and do what they got to do. So I just wanted to offer a little bit of motivation if anybody is going through some tough times, or if you, even if you're having a good day. I just want to continue. I want you to continue to have that good day. I woke up today like I wake up every day, thanks to the good brother Steve Harvey. You know, I wake up and I just give gratitude and grace. And I bestow mercy upon, you know, Allah, and just thankful that I'm able to, you know, do what I do. You get up today, any day, the next day, the day after that. What I want y'all to start practicing is being thankful and showing gratitude. You know, if that job that you got right now is not the job for you, then it's time to go find another one. It's time to find something that you love to do. You understand? It's no need to be somewhere that you don't want to be. You know, I get up every morning, right? And even if I'm feeling a little grumpy because maybe I ain't get enough sleep or whatever the case may be, and that happens to the best of us. I'm not saying that all of us are pre-programmed robots and we could just wake up and be like, it don't work like that, because again, we're still human and we go through things day by day. But what I'm telling y'all is, man, I listen to Steve Harvey probably about every day. I know I've said this before, but I've never been a fan of him prior to that. Like, I like certain stuff that he did, but I wasn't like, oh, Steve Harvey, you know what I mean? Like, that's my guy. Nah, like, I just didn't, you know? And listening to his motivational speeches have really made me think a lot. Like, man, what am I doing? You know, I wake up, sometimes I'm just like, I'm blank stare. I'm just driving to get to work, and I'm just there, you know, I'm just existing. And I was just like, and you know, he had said a few things about when he was poor and, you know, how his situation was, and, you know, how gratitude was something that he had to practice, because gratitude not only put him in a position that he was in, but it just made him have more of a connection to life and just, you know, happiness overall. Because who should not be happy that they are on the living side of the dirt today? Who should not be happy that you have a car, a working car at that, that is getting you from point A to point B? You have a job to take care of the bills, and, you know, some of us have children, some of us don't. Some of us are taking care of our loved ones, and we have the financial means to make things, you know, make changes. And the thing about changes is that, you know, not only with that aspect do you make a change, but overall within your life you have to make a change in order for you to see the necessary in your life and really appreciate it. You got to appreciate change. I used to hate change. I really did, because I'm like, man, why can't it be the same? And then as I grew up, I was like, you know what? Things do have to change in order for things to become better, not just for the sake of things to be worse. But no, things, when things change, they change for the better, you know. And I just want anybody that's listening, anybody that's lending an ear, to be, you know, just think, man, like, you know, what in my life do I need to change? That's the first thing. Like, what in my life do I need to change? What do I want to change? What's you know, really something that's holding me back that I know I need to change? And for me speaking, the one thing I know I had to change is my attitude, because my attitude would not get me anywhere. I had to change my attitude because for the sake of being, if you wanted to say it, a mean person or whatever the case may be, you lose friends, you lose loved ones. You know, it's really no place to be successful with. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't so much as an arrogant attitude or nothing like that. It was just like, I had this thing about me, like, I don't even want to be bothered. And then you start having people come into your life and they change you. Like, they don't necessarily change you, like, you got to change in order to, but their ways and some of the things that they've learned will change you. And those are people that you want in your life. Those are people that you love and you hold close and, you know, and you give gratitude for them. And I'm thankful for the friends I have in my life and for the friends I don't have in my life. I'm thankful for the family members that I have in my life and for the family members I don't have in my life. You know, because things happen for its own planned out reason, you know? And my thing today is just, man, stop with the moping around. Stop with the, stop with all of that. Because all of that's going to do is pretty much put you in a position to where that's going to be your attitude. That's going to be your, that's going to be you every day. And nothing's going to never happen because not having gratitude for what I was told is also a blessing blocker. And having the wrong people around you, it's a blessing blocker because you're more intrigued into what was going on, and that necessarily may not be what your blessing needs to. In order for your blessing to flourish, you need to have people around you that's going to help you flourish. You need to be, you know, hey, man, if you're a person that speaks to the universe, if you're a person that prays to God, Allah, Buddha, whatever, whoever, respect to you. Respect to you and nothing but respect for all religions and denominations or however you, your mind wraps around the spiritual world. Because me as a praying individual and as a Muslim, I have learned that there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with prayer. I don't, you know, demonize nobody for not doing, no, because everybody's different. We're, none of us are the same. And we have to realize that. You know, but the gratitude aspect of it, man, it really has changed my life. It really has changed my day. It has changed how I operate. And, you know, I just kind of focus. And, you know, I'm thankful. Let's get on. You know, sometimes you get tired. Give or take, it happens because we are human, working 40, sometimes 50, 60 hours a week. Yeah, sometimes you get tired. You know, but when you have that time to yourself and you're just laying in your bed or you sitting in your car in traffic and you're just like, man, you know what? It could be far more worse than this. I could be somewhere laying in a cot in a shelter. I could be sleep outside. You know, my kids could be outside sleep with me, and we, you know, things could be way, way different than what we expect. And I made this promise. I've made this promise millions of times, and I've held to it because I said to myself, and it's something I had posted. I said, you know what? For what I've been through, what I will go through, and what God has pulled me through, I'm always going to pray and praise Allah's name no matter what. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care who I'm in front of. I don't care if it's my friends or my enemies. I'm always going to praise because that's me just keeping my promise. And, you know, it's really just me showing my grace and how thankful I am, man. Very thankful, humble, and just I'm just all around. Nowadays, I'm just a chill guy. Now, of course, I'm still the same person as far as me. I'm a protector, natural protector. I'm a parent. You know, I look out for my friends. Am I a tough guy? No, I'm not. Am I a gangster? No, I'm not. You know, I'm just a regular Joe that loves his family, loves his friends, and doesn't want to see nobody hurt them at all. If it solely comes down to me, I'm going to bat for you. if we could walk away from it, then we walk away unscathed, then that's totally fine. But overall, you know, Will, I tell myself, I say, man, you know, you just keep walking the way you're walking. And the more gratitude that you show, the more you accept change, the more blessings you'll receive. And then you can not only receiving these blessings, but then the folks around you will start, you know what, man? You know what, Will? You're right, man. You're right, man. I'm tired of waking up in a negative aspect, and my situation is not what it's supposed to be, and this, that, and the third, and I got to make a change, man. I got to make a change. And that's the only way you're going to start receiving whatever it is God has for you, and making a change. You cannot just sit there and wait for something to fall in your... Now, if it just so happened to fall in your lap, then by all means, let it fall in your lap and make sure you take that and you do what you got to do with it. Seriously, man, because nothing is, you know, it's going to fall like that at all. You gotta work for it too, man. Put some work in for it. Show some love. And really just keep pushing, man. So I just wanted to offer y'all some great motivation today, man. Go out there today and you know, be put a smile on your face, man. All that frowning, I'm a frown. Put a smile on your face, feel good, drink you some water, you know, and go hit the gym or something, man. Just do something to benefit yourself and your body and your mind, and be happy, man. It's okay to smile and be happy. You know that, right? It's okay to laugh and joke and be a difference to somebody's life, or be a difference to your life. You know? It's okay. And once you get it figured out, I guarantee you, man, things will start changing for you. Because as I listen to Steve Harvey and I got it figured out and I listen and I kind of just like be like, you know what? If I'm having like a little bit of a bomb day, like my day is just like, I'm not really feeling it, man. But then like, I'm like, you know what, man? Okay, let's switch up the energy. Energy is a real thing. Let's switch it up. Because if somebody come at you with some weak energy and that energy will transfer to you, because then you'll start thinking, oh, man, you know, you right, man. Nah, switch up that energy. They come on the phone and talk, hey, man, I don't want to talk about that right now. You know, I don't want to talk about that right now. Let's talk about something else, and let's build off of that, and then we'll figure out the rest later. Yeah, don't call my phone with all that negative stuff. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it, and I will hang up on you in a heartbeat. I don't care who you are, but let's practice some gratitude and some grace and some you know, have some mercy. And if you got a dollar in your pocket, you know, show love to somebody out here that's struggling. Make their day feel a little bit more blessed. And, you know, it's your money. You worked hard for it. And I'm not just saying, you know, be out here to be out willy-nilly, because you still got to take care of your bills. But if you got something that could be given, something that you know you're going to probably just take and go get a drink with, or just, you know, buy something stupid, man, go out, be outside and bless someone, one of these good folks out here, man. Because remember, your job shut down today or tomorrow, you got one foot in and one foot out. You can be on that side and heartbeat, man. Naturally. Bless one another if you can. You show love. And I say that to say this, man. motivation is key. Love is key. Like, you gotta really hold on to it and accept your blessing. With that being said, folks, I wish y'all to have a great day. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And if anything you need to change, make that change, man. Change it up. It is time to change it up, baby. But if you don't, you're just going to continue to be unhappy. Peace.